Today in Dallas, a federal judge declared a mistrial in a terror financing case. It involved what was once this country's largest Muslim charity, the Holy Land Foundation. Prosecutors say Holy Land funneled more than $12 million to the Palestinian group Hamas. The U.S. has declared Hamas a terrorist group, meaning any financial transaction with them is illegal. Holy Land says the money was strictly for humanitarian purposes. Greg Kerkorian has been covering the trial in Dallas for the L.A. Times, and he joins us now by phone from outside the courtroom. Greg, why did the judge declare a mistrial?
Well, it was a rather bizarre set of circumstances. The jury seemed to be either inclined to vote not guilty or to be deadlocked on all the counts against all the defendants, all five, including the Holy Land. But initially three, and then two of the jurors said that the verdicts as read in court did not reflect how they had voted. And so, ironically, one defendant who had been acquitted on all counts will face the possibility of a retrial, and another person who had been found with a jury deadlocked on most of the counts will not be facing any charges. It's a rather complicated set of circumstances, but the bottom line is that Holy Land and its defense, the defendants here, I think, are viewing this as a huge victory for themselves.
So give us a little background on this. Jurors actually delivered their verdict last week. It was unsealed today. And then when it was unsealed and the judge read it, the judge read through all the verdicts.
And after that, he asked, as is customary, whether the verdicts as read reflected the jurors' votes. And usually that's a pro forma question. Well, initially three and then two jurors said, no, those do not reflect our votes. It was never explained how the votes were not being reflected accurately. And the judge felt that he had no choice but to declare a mistrial and then ask the government if it can, if it's going to retry. And the government prosecutor, one of the prosecutors, said that that is the expectation. So it's a strange ending to the case.
Yeah, because this trial and in the investigation, it's been going on for years, right? And this is a huge trial.
Yeah, many years. I mean, the organization was shut down right after 9/11, and so that's been 6 years that the foundation has been shut down by the administration. And the investigation itself of Holy Land has been going on for well over a decade. In fact, we have wiretap surveillance stuff that suggests it's been going on since 95. So the government has a lot invested in this case. And I think the fact that it became that a mistrial was declared and that the jury seemed, at least based on the polling of 10 of the 12, to be inclined toward acquittals or no verdicts, meant that that Holy Land, I think that's why the former president was just hoisted on the shoulders of people out here in a pouring rain.
Well, so the government will, in all likelihood, pursue these defendants again and go for another trial. Greg Kerkorian of the Los Angeles Times in Dallas for the Holy Land Foundation trial. Thank you very much.
Thank you.